slammed the British Prime Minister, accusing him of using the politically neutral Queen to outline his election agenda. The monarch reopened Parliament overnight, reaffirming the government's promise to leave the EU by the end of the month. Labour has labelled the Queen's speech a propaganda exercise ahead of the Brexit deadline.
My government intends to work towards a new partnership with the European Union based on free trade and friendly cooperation.
The Syrian army has arrived in the north of the country just hours after President Bashar al-Assad agreed to help Kurdish forces fight Turkey. The advance pits the Russian-backed Syrian army against Turkey, which sent troops across its southern border to fight Kurdish forces last week. Turkey's president says his military will not back down against the Kurds. Security footage of a high rollers room at Melbourne's Crown Casino shows men unloading hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash from shopping bags in exchange for gambling chips. The vision provided by a whistleblower has raised fresh concerns about money laundering risks at Crown. Authorities have to be notified of any transaction worth more than $10,000. But leaked reports from Victoria's gambling watchdog detail serious concerns about a lack of record keeping by the gambling giant. Crown says it complies with all of its reporting obligations.